I'm Vicky Merrick. The local food report's up now with Elspeth Hay. Around this time for the past several years, Elspeth's talked with a local farmer or gardener about what they're planning for the upcoming growing season. This year, she sits down to talk seed varieties and planting tips with a landscaper and avid gardener in Wellfleet.
During the growing season, Sarah Smith spends most of her time taking care of other people's gardens. It's her job. She also has a young son at home. And between these demands, she likes to keep her home garden easy and fun. She says this starts with planting a lot of the same things year after year.
So always snap peas, always bright light Swiss chard, because it's just so easy and delicious. This has become a standby, the red cord Chardonnay. Carrot.
Tell me a little bit more about these carrots.
They come up. So that's really like why I keep going back to them.
Anyone who's tried to grow carrots knows they can be very tricky to germinate. They need extremely consistent water in the beginning. But red cord Chardonnay seed doesn't seem to be quite as sensitive to drying out as some other carrots.
And these things, I mean, we don't do a whole lot of watering in our garden. And they come up and they're delicious. And they grow like gangbusters, and they taste awesome.
And what's this other thing you've got written down?
So the other one is that I've just started 2 years now is French baby leeks, and I got the Primor. And you don't have to wait till they mature. You can just pick them when they're small, and then they're like sweet, and you can almost eat them raw. It's a really nice taste.
Sarah also likes to eat the baby leeks grilled, or in her go-to Swiss chard pie. We'll give you the recipe for that on our website. She says you can also leave the leeks in the ground to mature to full size. One thing Sarah wants to plant more of this year are blueberries, particularly a variety she planted a few years ago on her patio in a pot.
We've had really good luck with the peach sorbet, and I think it's a half high, so it's like a knee length, basically, and it's our best, by far our best blueberry. It's not, I don't think it's continuous. So once you've picked them all, that's it. But nice size blueberries and great flavor.
So when you plant a blueberry in a pot, can it overwinter that way?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Ours has done really well. So I think this is the third full year in a pot.
You have to get a glazed pot so it doesn't crack during thaws and freezes. And you have to be a little more careful about watering. Sarah keeps her potted peach sorbet blueberry on her patio, where she sees it all the time and remembers to water. Last fall, Sarah also put in an apple tree. And she says with any kind of fruit bush or tree, it's a good idea to protect the roots with a special companion plant that deters moles.
So I've used it in the past with really good results. It's a euphorbia, and it's got some sort of milky sap that they don't like. So I put in like three in the garden. It's an ugly plant, but it has a purpose.
The euphorbia Sarah's talking about is also called caper spurge. It's tall and skinny with thin leaves, and it's an annual, but it can reseed itself. The entire plant, including the sap, is poisonous, and just the smell of it is enough to repel moles. Sarah says, just as important as what she is growing are the plants she's decided with limited time and space just aren't worth it for her home garden.
We've stopped growing tomatoes because we have so many volunteers from our compost and that are left over. So we just kind of leave the ones that look the best, the volunteers. Unfortunately, our kale got eaten, and I think we're going to stop growing squash because of the squash bugs and the powdery mildew.
Instead, Sarah focuses on easy-to-grow fruits and veggies and plants that will come back and seed themselves. One example is wild arugula.
A friend of mine has the wild going like crazy where she lives, so she gave me some. I just actually dug out a plant and put that in the fall, so I'm hoping that does really well. That's a nice flavor. And then I always let edible flowers come in.
Do you have any favorites?
Calendula and pansies are my total favorite. Oh, and another favorite is borage. And that's not wild. You start the seed. But once you start the seed and you have one plant, you should be good to go. And that flower, you just like, you carefully pick it, and it tastes kind of like a cucumber. It's delicious.
It's a philosophy more than anything, of going with the flow to keep things in the garden easy, productive, and delicious. For WCAI's Local Food Report, I'm Elspeth Hay.
You can find our seed ordering shows from past years on our website, along with Sarah Smith's varieties and tips and that recipe for her go-to Swiss chard pie. It's all at capeandislands.org. Also online, you'll find a link to our free podcast. This Local Food Report was edited by me, Vicki Merrick, and produced by Atlantic Public Media in Woods Hole. Thanks for listening.